brothers and sisters. During this period of time, our family, our job, endured many difficulties.
我们今天盼望借着圣经，我们来看耶稣身上，他也遭遇了不少的事情，他怎么样的来面对。
Through the scripture, we can see how Jesus facing his difficulty in life.
我们盼望在等一下所读的圣经里面，我们看出耶稣所遭遇的情况，跟你的生活里面是不是也有类似的经验？
We can compare Jesus' suffering through our life as well.
今天我们借马可福音第14章43节到52节。
So we're reading Book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 43 to 52.
43节，说话之间，忽然那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒，从祭司长和文士并长老那里与他同来。
Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders.
但这个时候耶稣事实上进入耶路撒冷，已经有一个势力在那里等着他。
So when Jesus entered Jerusalem, there are some powerful people waiting for him.
所以耶稣事实上是在一个很危险的状态之下。
So he was surrounded by dangers.
但是真正的最大的危险呢，不是来自于外面的，乃是来自于里面的。
But the most dangerous thing came from within.
44节，卖耶稣的人曾给他们一个暗号，说：“我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他。你们把他拿住，牢牢靠靠的带去。”Verse
44. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard.
亲嘴这件事情是在犹太人这个社会里面呢，是一个对对方表示非常的尊敬，并且对他有一个很亲密的感情。
Kissing in Jewish customer means they have close relationship.
结果这个很亲密的记号，这个动作呢，却成了出卖人的暗号。这确实是一个很讽刺的事情。This
intimate gesture turned into a signal for betrayal.
就是像我们中国话说，密宗啊，带着剑啊。So
that's why I talk sweet, but with a sword in his mind.
特别是这一个人跟你因为很亲近啊，你可能平常并没有真正防备他。
That's why this person close to you, you don't think he will betray you.
45节说，犹大来了，随即到耶稣跟前说：“拉比，便与他亲嘴。”Verses
45. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him.
他们就下手拿住他。The
man seized Jesus and arrested him.
在生活的里面有这样的遭遇，在耶稣的身上，出卖他的人竟然是从他的里面发生的。
So one of his disciples betrayed Jesus.
47节第二个情况，旁边站着的人有一个拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他一个耳朵。Then
one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
所以那个时候，耶稣事实上旁边还有一些的人，他的门徒跟随他的。So
other than disciples, there are some other people surrounding Jesus.
所以在耶稣旁边有一个人呢，就拔出刀来，因为他们要来逮捕耶稣。Yeah,
then one of those standing near him drew his sword.
如果在这样的情况，对方也拿着刀跟枪来，那这边也拔刀的话，那这样的话就会产生一个暴动，接下来就会有一场的厮杀。So
there would be confrontation between two opposing parties.
这样的情况之下，一定会闹出人命来的。Maybe
some casualties.
但是48节，耶稣对他们说，对着那些要逮捕他的人说：“你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？”
Then in verse 48, "Am I leading a rebellion?" said Jesus, "that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me."
也就是这一个即将要暴动的一个场面呢，就因为耶稣说了这一句话呢，把整个场面呢就维持住了，整个的注意力变成转移到耶稣的身上来。
So the words from Jesus diffused the tension.
接下来49节，耶稣就对这些要来逮捕他的人说：“我天天教训人，同你们在殿里、 你们并没有拿我，但这事成就，为要应验经上的话。
Verses 49. Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled.
我们在这里看见耶稣说话行事，他是有依据的。
So there's a base to Jesus' teaching and his behavior.
他的依据不是依据当时周围发生事情的情况。
It's not according to things happening around him.
他的依据是依据根据从天上而来，上帝对他的旨意。
But according to the will of God from above.
刚才所讲的这一段时间，耶稣即将在跟他的门徒跟这些祭司长他们彼此之间将要发生大的冲突的时候呢，事实上很当时的情况是很混乱的。
So during the tension, this chaotic situation all around.
所以我需要借着其他三卷的福音书来把它还原当时所发生过的过程。
So I need to refer to three other books to complete the picture.
所以你我可以更清楚地了解当时每一个的细节。
So we can understand all the details.
我希望用时间的次序把它重新的编排。
I'd like to know and told you about the real-time sequence.
刚开始的时候，在约翰福音记载说，西门彼得带着一把刀，就拔出来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。那仆人名叫马勒古。
In Book of John, chapter 18, then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right hair. The servant's name was Malchus.
所以你可以知道彼得这个人是左撇子还是右撇子。
So you know Peter is right-handed or left-handed?
他是左撇子啊，所以才会砍到他的右耳朵哈。
So he's a southpaw, cutting off the right ear.
也就是事实上站在耶稣旁边的人拔出刀的人，在这里约翰福音就写出来就是彼得。
So the one who drew sword was Simon Peter.
当他拔出刀一砍下去以后呢，耶稣就对他说：“收刀入鞘吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。”
Put your sword back in place, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword.
耶稣立刻制止了暴力。
So he stopped the violence right on the spot.
而且这个彼得拔刀的时候是为着要救耶稣啊。
Peter Simon meant to save Jesus.
今天我们在看这个历史上很多伟大的重要的人物呢，当他发生危险的时候，他的部下一定是出来为他卖命的。
Historically, there's very subordinate try to save the masters.
而且都在这种场合的时候呢，他的部下出来卖命的时候呢，这些所谓的伟大的领袖就趁着混乱的时候呢，就能够逃走。
And most of the time, the master escaped because his servant, saved his life.
但是耶稣不为自己。
But Jesus was not for himself.
他说：“收刀入鞘吧。”
He said, "Put your sword back."
五十三节说：“你想。”对着彼得说，你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？
Verses 53. Do you think I cannot call on my father and he will at once put all my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
在圣经的旧约里面，我们看到曾经有一位天使而已，他出去在叙利亚的营中就杀了十八万人，一位天使就可以杀死十八万人。
In Old Testament, one angel can kill 118,000 Syrian soldiers.
主耶稣他有权柄可以调动十二营的天使啊，他可以杀多少的人呢？
Jesus had the power to summon 12 legions of angels. How many can he kill?
我们借着这样才能够认识耶稣。
This is how we really know Jesus.
一个有实力的人却不使用他的实力。
He had authority, but he did not abuse it.
这个叫做什么呢？
How do you call this?
这个就叫做神迹。
So this is miracle.
我们看到社会上有能力、有实力的人，他们常常滥用他的实力啊，却被很多的人尊崇。
We see all kind of abuse in society, but they were admired.
我们所信靠的这位耶稣呢，他蛮有实力，他却为着上帝的旨意，他把他的一切的实力放在一边。
Jesus' authority, but he did not use it.
五十四节说，若是这样，经上所说事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？
Verses 54. But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that said it must happen in this way?
所以耶稣 面对一件事情的时候，他不是针对这件事情来处理它。
So Jesus is not just taking care of the things.
他要处理任何事情，他是依据天上的意思，天父的旨意。
But according to the will of the Father.
所以在这样的机会，他可以逃走，他的门徒可以为他卖命的时候呢，他却要求他们收刀入鞘。
So when Simon Peter tried to safeguard him, he could have escaped.
所以圣经里面讲到说，他顺服神的旨意呢，顺服到一个程度，以至于死。
So he submitted to God's will to the point of death.
好，接下来路加福音就记载说，耶稣说，到了这个地步，由他们吧，就摸那人的耳朵，把他治好了。
In the book of Luke, but Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him.
所以这个人的耳朵，耶稣在这个整个的过程中，从来没有行过一件神迹，只有这件，在这个耶稣被逮捕的前后，只有这件神迹是耶稣行的。
Healing the ear was the only miracle Jesus performed.
我相信耶稣把他放回去耳朵，一定放得很正确的位置。
I think Jesus did it just perfect, healing the ear.
如果放不好的话，就像英国查理斯王子的耳朵。
Otherwise, it may look funny.
Okay, 所以我们看见主耶稣在做这件事情的时候，他的根据呢，不是根据当时的状况来去处理事情。
So his approach is not situational.
这是第二件事情。
So this is the second.
第三件事情。五十节说，门徒都离开他逃跑了，逃走了。
Then, verse 50, then everyone deserted him and fled.
有一个少年人赤身披着一块麻布跟随耶稣，众人就捉拿他。
A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus when they seized him.
他却丢了麻布，赤身逃走了。
He fled naked, leaving his garment behind.
这个少年人。就是写这本马可福音的马可。
So this young man is the author of book of Luke, the book of Mark.
圣经是真真实实的，即使是自己很丑陋、很羞耻的一面，也完完全全的呈现出来。
Scripture is showing all truth, all nothing but the truth, even the ugly side.
等于马可写他自己。我当时逃的情况，逃到一个程度是光着身体啊跑掉的。
So Mark described himself fled naked.
也就是当时逃的人都是真的是为着自己的命而逃的。
So they fled their own life.
所以这是第三个情况。
This is the third circumstances.
我们盼望这三个情况在你我的生活里面，你有没有遭遇过呢
？Have we experienced those kind of circumstances in our life？
在这里，耶稣所经历的有三个很艰难的时刻。
So Jesus encounters three difficult moments.
第一个时刻是在他最脆弱的时候，有人背叛他。
The first, during his most vulnerable moments, he was betrayed.
有一个人掉到井的里面去了。
When someone fell into a well,
他摔断了骨头。
Broke his bone.
脸上淤伤。
And the bruises on his face.
并且他在井里面，他还要奋力的游泳，并不要沉下去。
And tried not to get drowned.
结果在井上面的人看到了，又用石头从上面丢石头把他丢下去。
But there's someone from outside throwing stone into the well.
这个人他原来以为是他的朋友。
He thought the person throwing stone was his friend.
没有救他，却把石头往井里面丢。
But he did not save him, instead throwing stone.
也就是在这个人最摔下去的时候，他最脆弱的时候呢，却在这个时候背叛他。
So this person betrayed his friend during the most vulnerable moment.
我想问在座的诸位，你的生活经历里面，你曾经有没有机会遇过这样的情况？在你最脆弱的时候，却有那些靠近你的人背叛了你。如果有的话，请你举手看看。
Please raise your hand if you experience betrayal during your most vulnerable moments.
有这样的经验，好，谢谢，好，放下来。那相信你是一个很成熟的人啊。
So you mature through the process.
耶稣在那个情况里面，就是当已经有一个势力在那里耶路撒冷等着他的时候，却犹大出卖了他，带着那些人来逮捕耶稣。
There are powerful parties waiting for him, and Judah, his disciple, betrayed him.
你知道为什么他要用亲嘴做记号吗
？Why he used the signal of kissing?
因为耶稣那个时候是在荒郊野外，非常的暗。
Because it was dark and it's the middle of nowhere.
所以他带领了这批人呢，他们主要要逮捕的是逮捕耶稣。
So those people tried to arrest Jesus.
所以犹大必须做一个暗号给他们说，这个人就是你们要抓的，否则他不知道抓哪一个人。
So they need a signal to know which person to arrest.
耶稣所遇到的第一个状况，在耶稣最脆弱的时候，犹大背叛了他。
So during Jesus' most vulnerable moments, Judah betrayed him.
耶稣所遇到的第二个状况，在他最紧要的关头的时候呢，却有人耽误了他。
The second most critical moment, someone messed up.
中国话说，成事不足，败事有余。
This might you actually make it worse.
我有一个朋友，他要去见，要来投资他所做的事业的一个投资者。
Someone looking for an investor for his business.
他去的时候呢，他就带着他的女儿一起去，他女儿很小。
So he took his daughter, young daughter, with him.
而且他去的时候呢，带了一盒饼干啊，带去要送当做礼物啊，送给那个投资者。
He also brought a box of cookie as present to the investor.
那到了跟那个投资者见面的时候，他也带了他家的小孩子一起来。
And the investor brought his family too.
所以他们让这个饼干呢，让这个小女孩啊，就送给他们家的孩子。
So he had his daughter present the box of cookie.To the investor's children.
对这个爸爸来讲，这个是一个非常紧要的关头，因为他需要投资者来投资他的生意。
So it's critical that the investor agree to the deal.
但是他这个小女儿在那对着他投资者的孩子说：“这个饼干我很不喜欢吃，所以我要送给你。”
But the little girl said, "This is the one I dislike. That's why I gave it to you."
你想想看，这么重要紧要的关头，却让这个小孩子、耽误了事情。
Imagine such critical moments. It was ruined by this little girl.
我不知道你有没有遇过这样的事情，在你的生活经验里面，很重要的时刻，却有个人不了解状况，就把你这个重要的时刻却耽误掉了。
Have you experienced such critical moments? Someone else didn't understand the situation and mess it up for you.
圣经里面所讲的就是这个彼得。
So this is Simon Peter.
你看他是不是很热心啊
？He was.Eager,
他是不是迫切的希望为耶稣帮上一个忙
？He was enthusiastic, thinking helping Jesus.
他甚至要用卖命来救耶稣。
He even willing to put down his life for Jesus.
如果彼得所要做的事情成就的话，你知道发生了什么大事吗
？If Peter succeeded, then what happened?
耶稣来到地上，他要完成的使命就瓦解了。
Then Jesus cannot fulfill his mission to the earth.
所以事实上有时候我们在生活的里面我们也会遇到这样的状况。
So we can encounter similar situation in life.
彼得差一点点使父的旨意不能成全。
So Peter almost ruins God's will for Jesus.
不但于事无补啊反而有害。
So he didn't help at all.
第三个状况在你最需要的时候却离弃你。
The thirdly,During the most needed moment, you were abandoned.
来到美国以后，我听到很多这样的例子。
I heard many examples like this.
其中有一个就是她的丈夫做生意，结果失败了。
A husband, the business failed.
她非常的伤心。
He was sad.
觉得人这个前途茫茫。
Despondent about his future.
但是他的妻子因为害怕这个生意，因为经商失败以后会被连累进去。
But his wife was thinking she may got caught in the failure situation as well.
所以在这个时候，她对她的丈夫提出：“我要跟你离婚。”
And she proposed to divorce him.
当她丈夫最需要的时候，她却离弃他。
So during his husband's most desperate moment, she left him.
刚才我们看见那些门徒一个一个的逃跑了。
So you saw the disciple of Jesus one by one fled.
连一个少年人为着逃跑，把身上的布都放掉，赤着身跑掉了。
Even one fled naked.
在你的人生经验里面，你曾经遭遇过有人就这样把你 抛弃掉的，你要不要举手看看？
Were you abandoned in your life? If you have experience, raise your hand.
不好意思，举手啊。其实无所谓。
Don't be shy.
在神的面前，我们可以知道，可以坦然在他的面前。
We can be honest in front of God for everything.
有时候一波未平，一波又起。
Sometimes one difficulty upon another.
苦难有时候像流星一样的出现。
Sometimes just like a meteor showers one after another.
我们发现我们实在没有办法面对。
We can't handle it any longer.
而且这也不是我能够控制的。
We have no control.
耶稣遇到这样的事情是连续发生。
So three difficult moments one after another for Jesus.
你如果愿意设身处地去思想耶稣那个时候的感觉是怎么样？
Think in his shoes.What would Jesus think?
在他最脆弱的时候，有人背叛他。
So betray Jesus at the most vulnerable moment.
在他最紧要的关头，有人耽误他。
So mess up at the most critical moment.
在他最需要的时候，离弃了他。
Abandon him at his most needed moment.
这个就像 好像一颗心啊，三把刀啊，连续的刺进来。
Just like three consecutive daggers into your heart.
所以我才会说请你们举手的意思就是我想看看有哪个人三件事情他都曾经经验过。
Anyone suffers three difficult moments?
我想如果这三件事情连续的出现在你的身上的话，我想你这个人一定是崩溃的。
What would happen if you encounter three in a row? You probably collapse.
那我现在要在这里跟大家分享原因在哪里呢？是因为耶稣在这里面除了医治那个仆人以外，他一个神迹他都没有使用过。
I want to share with you, other than healing the ear, there's only one miracle, nothing else, from Jesus.
他在这个时间里面，他不是站在神儿子的地位上。
He's not behaving like the Son of God.
他站在人子的位置上。
He's behaving just like Son of Man.
就跟你我一样，一个人的情况来面对这些事情。
Just like you and me facing those difficult moments.
他怎么能够站得住呢？
How can he remain standing?
他能够不摇摆呢？
How can he not wobble?
这个是我们要当中看见原因在哪里，成为我和你的帮助。
We need to learn his reasons to help you and me.
第一件事情，因为他确认这是神的旨意。
Because Jesus verified God's will precisely.
他很清楚地知道这是神要成就的事情。
He knows that's God's will to achieve.
所以我们在读这段时间所发生的事情的时候，你要注意到一件好像不是很显目的事情。
Sometimes trivial, we have to pay attention.
这里一直会出现，就是为了要怎样应验经上的话。
So fulfill the scripture. That's a recurring theme.
上帝的旨意就放在圣经的里面。
God's will is in the scripture.
所以耶稣在做事的时候，他知道圣经在讲的跟他现在所发生的事情是息息相关的。
Jesus knows scripture, and he was fulfilling the scripture.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟随耶稣的人，往往在我们周围所发生的事情多半都不是偶然的。
As follower of Jesus, nothing was coincidence in our life.
所以我们需要想办法来确定跟天上有什么关系。
So we need to verify God's will accordingly.
让我们能够从属灵的那个角度来处理我们现在所要面对的事情。
From spiritual perspective to deal with things in life.
否则的话，我们会常常事倍功半，枉费心力啊。
Otherwise, we'll be wasting a lot of energy, achieving nothing.
我们会在那里白忙白累了。
So just toiling without anything in life.
会走很多的冤枉的道路。
And then meandering in life, going nowhere.
弟兄姐妹，如果你知道你所发生的事情跟神的旨意连接上的时候，你有很大的祝福在里面。
If you compare what happened to God's will, then you can see the blessing.
你就知道神的在你的身上有什么样的带领。
So you know God is leading you all the time.
因为神每一次在圣经里面看见神的旨意一出现，他后面一定是带着应许的。
When God's will achieve, followed by His promise always.
他的旨意的里面，他一定会在后面供应你足够你所需要的来那个 resources 来帮助你。
So his blessing is sufficient.
所以你一旦知道神的旨意的时候呢，你面对这件事情，你就知道神会供应你什么样的能力跟条件呢，去完成他的旨意。
So God will supply his power to achieve his will always.
你可以是很忧伤。很灰心
，You can be sad or discouraged，
但是你里面有一种说不出来的平安跟把握。
But there should be peace and assurance within you。
我在这里不是说基督徒不会惊慌，不会害怕。
As Christian, we'll still be sad or fearful。
当 Jennifer 来到我的办公室来告诉我说我得到癌症的时候，我非常的惊慌，我也非常的痛苦。
So Jennifer came to Pastor, admitting she was sad and frightened.
我的太太打了电话跟我讲说，我现在正在吐血的时候，我很惊慌的。
So when my called me spitting out blood, I was feared and frightened.
后来再加上安娜说她骨头又断了，你看这样事情一波再一波一直的出现的时候，你可以体会我的感觉。不是很舒服的。
Then Anna told me her clavicle was broken. You can see one after another. How would I feel?
但是在这样 一件事情发生的时候，我想尽各样的方法，我要问这位耶稣说：“你的旨意是什么？”
Time after time, I ask God's will.
逐渐逐渐，那个图画就明显出来了。
Gradually.The picture became clearer and clearer.
我的里面就有一个不会摇动的把握在里面。
Then I feel firm within.
虽然事情还没有解决，问题还存在。
Even though the difficulty still remain.
当我的里面已经有稳定的平安在的时候，我就有力气去面对一件一件的事情。
The peace within gave me power to handle those difficulties.
这个就是享受。
This is enjoyment.
虽然风浪还在那里进行。
Even there's storm around you.
但是我知道我的方向一定不会错的。
I know I'm on the right path.
所以我们发生的事情的时候，盼望你要寻求神的旨意。
So during difficult time, always verify God's will.
这也是为什么我们常常要鼓励弟兄姐妹说，你真的需要花时间读圣经啊。
That's why I always encourage brothers and sisters to study the scriptures.
因为在这样的时候，圣经会对我说话的。
Because during difficult time, you will feel the Bible talking to you.
我就会明白过来说，上帝，你的意思是这样，我知道了，我不害怕了，我要跟随你再走下去。
So God telling us His will through scripture, they no longer we fear, we will follow Him.
弟兄姐妹，有时候外面有很多的事情，但是最重要。最开始的一件事情是我的里面先站起来了。
There's always chaos around us, but you have to be firm within.
当我的里面站起来的时候，你就有把握能够处理外面看起来很乱的事情。
Then you can stand up to anything around you.
这是第一件，我们需要确认主的旨意。
That's why we need to verify God's will precisely.
接下来你。越来越确定怎么样能够确定他的旨意呢？接下来就是需要恒心的祷告。
Once you verify God's will, then you need to pray persistently.
弟兄姐妹，这个祷告不是说一直跟神说我要这个，我要那个，我要这个，我要那个。
This is not asking God what you want, this and that.
这时候的祷告呢，不断的祷告，事实上目的只有一件事情，就是我怎么样能够把我这个人对准了神的旨意。
So the only thing signified is verify God's will through your prayer.
我能够校正我自己啊。
So that you can correct yourself.
在这段时间里面，不断的祷告里面就会有不断的挣扎。
Of course, sometimes you struggle during the prayer.
我发现这样的过程中，多半都会经历到一个，就是我这个人必须被改变。
During this process, you feel you need to change.
我必须要悔改。
I need to repent.
因为神要借 这些的事情来祝福我这个人。
God will bless me through these difficulties.
我一旦确定的是神要在我身上所做的事情，我的里面就有一个平安的依据了。
Once I know that, I can feel peace within.
耶稣是一个读圣经的人，所以他知道神的旨意。
So Jesus knows scripture. That's why he knows God's will.
他能够很准确的校正他自己，能够对准神的旨意，他就是不断的恒心的在那里祷告。
So he prayed persistently based on God's will.
所以我们刚才所读的这个这段圣经，看见耶稣那样的稳定啊，其实不是没有原因的。
There's a reason he was so firm and stand up to all the difficulties in life.
他在发生这个事情的前一个晚上，他已经在就当天的晚上，他曾经已经在客西马尼园大声哀哭，在那里跟神祷告。
Earlier he was praying fervently in Garden of Gethsemane.
在那个祷告的里面，他有很多的征战。
He struggled during the prayer.
他跟神说：“求你将这个杯挪去。”
He asked that God be taken from me.
所以他不愿意面对这个杯的。
He wasn't willing to face the cup.
但是他愿意对准神的旨意。
But he said, "Your will be done."
所以说，愿你的旨意成就，不要按我的意思。
So not according to my will.
所以我们在一个恒切的祷告的里面，是不断的对神说：“神啊，我愿意对准你。你告诉我，你告诉我。”当我们越对准神的旨意的时候呢，你的里面在祷告当中，你就会越经历到更多的平安，一直的加给你，一直的加给你。如果你偏离的时候，你就发现你的平安越来越少，越来越少。
If you pray persistently according God's will, you will see the peace and joy multiply. If you don't, you will feel the peace and joy diminishing.
所以耶稣从经上他知道神的旨意，他从迫切恒切的祷告，他能够对准神的旨意。
So Jesus knows God's will verified according to Scripture. That's how he prayed persistently.
弟兄姐妹，当我们祷告完的时候，常常都有一个愿望说，上帝的神迹立刻就出现了。
We always wish the miracle happened according to our prayer, right on the spot.
但是这个并不见得常常是这样发生的。
It doesn't happen often like that.
所以我们接下来我们要持续的仰望神。
That's why we need to look up to God continuously.
这个持续的仰望，也就在那等候他的上帝的作为临到我的身上。
Look up continuously means waiting for God's will to be achieved.
这里我就用一个仰望的意思，就是向上看。
Look up means really look up.
因为你不向上看的时候，你就看见周围都是风浪。
If you don't look up, you will see the storm around you.
这个问题这样，那个问题那样。
And you will see so many difficulties.
但是当你抬头仰望的时候，你看着主的时候，这些东西就会慢慢的降下来了。
So when you look up to God, those difficulties then will diminish bit by bit.
属天的能力啊，它就会降临到你的身上来。
So God's power will descend upon you.
当我们在仰望的时候呢，你经历到神的能力临到的时候，你就发现你得到他要供应你完成他旨意的来源资源。
So when you look up, feeling God's power in you, then you will feel the supplying promises.
这个持续的仰望主啊，事实上就是在那个时刻里面呢，耶稣把他丰富的生命浇灌在你里面。
This continuously means Jesus is pouring out his life into you.
我们生命要成熟，就是在这一段等候仰望的时间，他会成熟的。
How can we mature our spiritual life? That's during our wait.
我们的信心要长大，都是在这个时候才会长大的。
How can we face grow during such period?
圣灵所结的果子也是在这个时候里面才会结出来的。
So the fruit of the Spirit will mature like that as well.
所以你看见我们的耶稣，他在危急的时候，人用各样方法想要抢救他，他却反过来给他们机会，让这些门徒能够离开。
So during the difficulty, his disciples tried to save him, but he let them opportunity to fled.
这一次所教会所发生的一系列的事情，事实上神很怜悯我们。
So God had pity on us during those difficulties in our church.
我们在仰望他的时候，他的 帮助已经临到我们了。
When we look upon him, his help already here.
黑夜很快的就要过去了。
So night will pass.
就可以看见那个光已经就在前面出现了。
So we can see the morning light in front of us.
我们不期望每一次都能够这样子。
It may not happen always like this.
因为艰难的时刻可能还要再出现的。
The difficulty may reoccur.
我们盼望常常来到他的面前寻求他。
But always come in front of him.
向他祷告。
Pray to him.
持续地仰望他。
Look up to him continuously.
相信教会的生命能够更成熟的。
Then the life and church will mature.
事实上耶稣可能要对我们说，我的儿女啊，你们不要害怕。
So that's probably Jesus saying to his children, Fear not.
我是与你们同在的主。
I'm with you always.
虽然你会经历过你们所不愿意面对的事情。
Even though sometimes you don't want to face the difficulties.
可能是在你最脆弱的时候。
During the most vulnerable moment.
最紧要的时候。
The most critical moment.
最需要的时候。
The most needed moment.
我已经向你显明我与你同在。
I already appear to you. I'm with you always.
你仰望我吧。
Look up to me.
让我在你的身上有怎样的作为，你等候。
So let me achieve something in your life according to my will.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.